A Somerset poultry farmer is exporting his first shipment of unusually large quails to Hong Kong restaurants today. Duncan Brown from Brisbane Valley Quails earlier this week processed 1,000 birds to be flown out of Brisbane. He says his quails are uniquely larger than normal to make them more attractive as a main meal rather than an entree-sized option.
They're going to Hong Kong, so they'll be gracing some of the menus of some of the top restaurants in Hong Kong, some of the top hotel chains in Hong Kong, so we're very excited. It's been quite a journey to get to that point. I mean, I was at a trade show, the HOFEX trade show, 2 years ago, and we realised there was a real demand for Australian quail, and particularly the large quail. So I guess ours are distinctive because they're probably twice the size of a normal quail. So we realised there was real demand for that, and, you know, 2 years later, we're now at the point where yesterday we processed our first 1,000 quail for Hong Kong, and they will go via Cathay Pacific on Friday.
Out of Brisbane or Toowoomba?
Out of Brisbane at this stage. We're certainly excited about the Toowoomba possibility.
Were you happy with the product? Does it all lay in front of you in the boxes?
Oh, it looks fantastic. I'm biased. I mean, you get very close to these little birds. And it's a credit to Charlie and Carolyn Scott from the Redgate Farm and the Hunter. So we effectively bought the genetics of them, and for 30 years they've been carefully selecting to have a bigger bird so it can have greater mainstream appeal, because there's a lot of Aussies who love quail but find them a bit diminutive. And so we wanted a quail with scale, is what we say. And that's what we're endeavouring to do.
So not only Aussies want bigger quails on their plates, but obviously international markets do too.
They do, particularly your expat Western markets, and obviously Hong Kong and Singapore, you know, has significant populations of expats. Many of your Asians, your Chinese, still prefer a smaller bird. You know, they love their small, crispy bird. They eat the whole thing.
Yep.
And I think they're open to the bigger bird, but certainly your Western hotel chains, your fine dining restaurants, and in Australia, I guess, you know, we're slowly but surely, I think, repositioning quail as something, you know, you can put on the barbecue on a Friday night.
So when you
don't have to be a master chef to, you know, to conquer it.
So. Okay, I'm keen. Is it the same size as a chook carcass?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you look, a normal quail is, you know, roughly 180 grams dressed. So, and normally comes in, say, a frozen packet of six. What we're offering is a butterfly deboned bird that's sort of more around the 300 grams. So a single quail, you don't have to worry about bones, but it's a substantial portion on the plate. And they really are hard to ruin. I mean, I'm a terrible chef by anyone's standards. But these things, yeah, I find they're more forgiving than chook. But a chicken in comparison is obviously, you know, a kilo plus. So
we're still talking about a modest bird.
That's right. Still a smaller bird.
Do they taste like chicken?
It tastes like chicken, but better.
Yeah?
I think. And I'm a chicken grower. I love chicken. Look, it's just, yeah, it's an entry-level game bird. I mean, you go to Asia and they love their game. You know, they love their guinea fowl. They love their squab. The darker, the better. Whereas for Australia, you know, a quail is just a step up from chicken. I mean, chicken will always be a staple on our menus, and it should be. It's such a versatile product. But quail is just that little bit different without being too different. Very juicy, you know, it's got a lovely oil content. It's virtually fat-free. Does a beautiful crispy skin.
Beautiful. Have you found them easy to grow? How's the process been going
They are incredibly easy to grow, yeah. They're probably a more resilient bird than chicken. No hormones, of course, but our birds, you know, they're ready to process at 39 days. And you walk into a barn of quail and they're just, you know, chickens can get a little bit carried away. But quail just look at you, you know, they're really placid creatures. Yeah, very clean and very resilient. So they're a pleasure to grow.
In terms of your output from this point on, the first boxes are going on the plane to go overseas. How often will you be exporting?
Yeah, look, that's a good question. I mean, exporting to Asia sounds easy. It's actually very tough. I mean, it's incredibly competitive over there. And the good thing about this product as opposed to chicken or beef, which obviously has great export traction, is it's completely unique. There is no quail of this size in Asia. So it's nice to be going over with something unique, but then we've got to educate Asians who are used to a small quail that actually there is a big quail on the market. So no, look, I anticipate there's, you know, it's going to be a bit of time between drinks. You know, we've got a very good distributor over there, and I'll be working with him to get it in front of chefs. And it's the sort of product you've actually got to put it in front of the chef.
Duncan Brown, he's the Managing Director of Brisbane Valley Quails. Let's check livestock market.